To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, today I want to say that the Word of God will guide us into righteous living. So there are so many voices and opinions bombarding our thoughts today, which sometimes can sway us off track without even realizing the direction we are heading. But Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15 warns us, be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. How we choose to live matters. The daily choices we make add up to a lifetime. So in making daily choices, it is good to consider how we might look back at our decisions many years from now and how they may affect our life overall. Romans 12 and verse 2 urges us this morning, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So focusing more on God's truth rather than what the world says is truth will renew our minds, transform our thoughts, and lead us to follow His will for our lives this morning. So this scripture tells us about righteousness and holiness. His unholiness is what happened to you when you were born again. We were made righteous, brothers and sisters, through Jesus Christ. He provided right standing with God for us at the cross. So, and holiness simply means separation to God. To separate means to set apart, sever relationship and part company from the pleasures of this world and go in the direction that God is leading us today. Holiness is a decision of your will. It is what you choose to do with your life. It is your conduct living according to God's commandments. In short, holiness is doing those things that please God. It is what you do with your time and your actions. It is living to please God and bear fruit for the kingdom of God this morning. As Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
Righteousness is what I long for. Holiness, Father, we thank you for your holy and you are a holy God this morning. We bless you and we honor your name. We give you praise. Indeed, you are worthy to be praised. You are our rock and our refuge. You are our present help. Father, this morning, a new day, new mercy. We thank you another day for your word. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you, mighty God, as we go throughout the day. I pray that your Holy Spirit will minister unto each and every heart this morning. I pray for divine strength. I pray, mighty God, that as your people go throughout the day, Father God, and face upon difficulty, I pray, God, that your word will comfort, your word will strengthen, your word will heal this morning. As we lift you up and give you praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Let us continue to embrace the ancient word today, brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful day coming from Pastor Clifton and Derricka Campbell. Amen.